Josie Bagani on the Friday Forum. Good morning to you.
Hello.
And Nick Mills, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'd like those people to ring up and complain on air rather than waiting for me to get off here and walk down the street and go to work. And I'm trying to get myself focused again on work and doing the weekend. And then you get people ringing, why did you say that? Why did you tell Josie to say this? Tim was right about that. And I say, why don't you do it during the show? There's no point ringing me on the way home.
Yeah, you tell me that usually you get you tell that Josie to shut up.
Yeah. I had a classic this morning when I was having my breakfast, trying to be peaceful and eat my breakfast on my own. Some guy come up and says, I hope you give it to that Josie this morning. And I went,
well, I was still getting emails over the weekend from people who are outraged at your comments on the livable city Wellington last week. So it's certainly set off a bit of fire.
I have done a focus group on that amongst everybody I know. Yep. And they've all gone, of course it's not the most livable city in the world. Don't be silly.
That's from people who you live with around the Kapiti Coast.
Yeah, that's not true. Yeah.
Did you know?
That's not Wellington.
Going up to the news at 10, we got to talking about the concerns from residents who live along the expressway about the noise levels coming from, especially trucks, apparently. And we got to something I was talking about engine brakes and trucks. You know, you go into small town New Zealand and they've got signs up saying, truck drivers, please do not use engine brakes. There was a claim made by Steve who said that he thinks truck drivers are using engine brakes even though they don't need to, simply to make noise. Because, you know, they've got the power of a truck and they want to make noise. I've had several messages coming through from people who agree with Steve, saying he thinks truck drivers are using engine brakes, and I'm still trying to work out how an engine brake works. Someone I'm sure listening will be able to explain to us, but using them just because they have the power to use it and to be noisy.
Can I tell you the simple mechanics of it is, if you stop a car, you've got to speed up again or brake on something. You've got to use up a lot of energy, petrol money, to slow it down, and then a lot of petrol money to start it back up again, to get it back up. So I think that would be absolutely
crap. It's interesting that the whole Kapiti Expressway, I remember at the time, you know, years ago when everybody was seemed to be protesting against it, and I kept saying, and others did too, that the problem isn't the we need another road, we need an expressway, we need a road that's going to get the traffic through. What you need to do is focus on the stuff that makes it better for people who are most affected, on the mitigation stuff. Mm. So we should have been campaigning on noise control, on more interchanges so that people in Kapiti can use it. And if you had a house right by the motorway, the new expressway, and you really felt like that was going to wreck your dream home, you bought this beautiful place up in Kapiti to get away from it all, then NZTA should have taken the loss, bought the house off you, sold it on the market. That should have been stuff that we were fighting for because, not to get rid of the expressway, which was never going to happen.
And the fight against the expressway was always doomed to fail anyway, because there was such a push and the need for it.
There's such a need.
And
for it.
I've heard of people getting lots of money, making lots of money, having businesses that were worth quite good money, and getting lots of retiring of what they've got out of the thing. I'm a little bit over it. I know, Josie, you're very involved and very passionate about it. And
I'm pro the expressway.
And so we all have to be, because we've got to get A to B and we've got to look to the future. But I'm over the debate about it. It's starting to drive me insane.
That's the problem, I think, is that people are sort of over, because there was such a huge protest against it initially, that now there's actually legitimate concerns about noise. And I think that's a fair enough concern if you're living near it. Mm. But I live on the old state highway, so I had all that traffic going past my front door, and it is noisy, but we bought the house knowing that we were on state highway, so you live with it.
Yeah,
but I think these guys have got a point, you know.
Yeah, but it's no different to people in Miramar and Seatoon complaining about the airport.
Yeah.
When I bought my house, it's right, I can look at people look in their windows of the plane leaving, you know what I mean?
Waving it.
Slight exaggeration. I've added a little bit of GST.
What can they look at?
How close are they to your house?
I've added a little bit of GST on that. But at the end of the day, I bought that house, or we bought that house, knowing that at 6:05 the plane's taking off for Sydney. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, that 6:05 plane wakes me up.
Yeah.
Do I've ever complained or ever thought, gosh, you know, It was my idea.
You can't complain because you knew that you live by an airport.
Absolutely.
How would you feel if they changed the rules and suddenly started flying out at night?
3 o'clock in the morning.
Three o'clock in the morning or something like that. You'd be pretty pissed off, wouldn't you?
I'm pro positiveness.
Yeah, that would be challenging your pro development.
I'd be getting home at 3:30. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen on engine brakes says it's simply using the engine resistance for deceleration, same as taking your foot off the gas in a manual car going down the hill. Dropping down a gear increases the resistance, says Stephen, on how the engine
brakes. Yeah, so it's that noise they make when they drop down gears.
No, that doesn't.
Oh,
no,
that was
doesn't,
good. Too.
No,
that
no,
was
no,
good.
No,
that's as close as I can get to being a truck noise.
I just saw you as a little boy then. Oh, very good.
Tim, that didn't sound.
Do a train. Do a train now. Do a train.
Come on.
What is that?
Train. What noise do trains make?
I'm hoping Jason's.